I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. This is and has been a pretty good week for UK athletics. In addition to the women's basketball team kicking off their season with a win on Tuesday night, the men went up to Madison Square Garden and toppled top-ranked Michigan State in the Champions Classic. And oh yeah, the UK football team has a big game Saturday night against Tennessee. Joining me, as he does every Friday, is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Isn't the crossover season so much fun, Alan?
Yes, we get to talk about so much, and all of it good, because we were talking off air that sports is diversion from the stuff that's going on everywhere else. So, in that vein, how about the men and the Tyrese Maxey show?
Yeah, you know, on election night, it was good to be able to say, hey, here's something we not get along with. College basketball, and the season started, and boy, Tyrese made it a lot of fun. Coming in, everybody talked about him, but really, to be honest, in those first two exhibition games, we hadn't seen him really show out much of his game at all. And then he comes in Madison Square Garden in the first game, officially of his career against the number one team, and he looks like a pure scorer. He's more than a shooter, so you can't just call him. I guess Devin Booker was a scorer too, though. He wasn't just a spot-up guy. He was really driving, taking shots over Cassius Winston. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch if he can keep even half of that up.
Well, and the chatter now is, since UK was number two going into this contest, they beat number one. They, by rights, should be top ranked and could probably hold on to that ranking for quite a while.
Yeah, you see why not. I mean, obviously Duke kind of slightly upset Kansas, being a 4-3 ranking there. So you could see Duke maybe getting some votes too. But I think, how do you take it away from Kentucky when they beat the number one? So, if Kentucky can get that, they're really not facing anybody until they get deeper into December. And, by then they will have learned quite a bit, and Coach Cal will have had more to learn about his team. So, yeah, you're right. They could hang on to that one number one ranking for a while.
All right, let's pivot now to the big football game in Kroger Field. UK owes a beatdown to Tennessee, because they went to Knoxville last year and threw in a clunker. I mean, for all intents and purposes, that was a game that UK really should have won, and they know it. And so set up the contest this Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't know if they owe Tennessee one or they owe themselves one, just for the way they played. It was the 11th ranked team at the time going down to Tennessee, who's just having a horrible year. And then Tennessee made them look, phenomenal and beat them 24-7. So Kentucky definitely remembers that game. I think that's good. I think it's good that they're coming off a bye week and had a little extra time to get ready for this Tennessee team, which, by the way, both teams are playing pretty good football right now, maybe better than they've played all season. So, obviously it has a chance of being a great game, and hard to believe, but Tennessee is the favorite in this one by a point and a half. First time they've been a favorite all season long on the road, and first time in an SEC game.
And talking about Tennessee, now they have rebounded quite a bit. I mean, their first several games were just horrible out of the chute.
Yeah, I mean, lost to Georgia Southern. They started 0-2. I think they went 1-4. And yeah, now you look at them, they're sitting there at 4-5, and they know they just need two wins to become bowl eligible, and they've got some chances to do that. And if you talk to a Tennessee fan, they're going to include Kentucky in that, because they think they can definitely beat the Wildcats, because they've done it so many times over the years. I mean, Kentucky's only won two times in the last 10 years. I believe I saw six wins since 1965. So it's not a good track record, but obviously Mark Stoops has made this program so much better, and I think they expect to win this game Saturday.
We're likely to see Lynn Bowden under center again. Sawyer Smith is getting healthier as the days go by, but if you have proven that this offensive system under Lynn works, why would you switch?
I think so, too. I agree with you. I think they don't change it up. I think there's a chance we could see both quarterbacks kind of, along the lines that we did the last game, although that was out of necessity because Lynn, got hurt for a play or two. And so we saw Sawyer Smith come in. But I think it could be a lot of fun to use both quarterbacks, and make people think, is Lynn going to be passing? Is Sawyer going to be running? And, so we could have a lot of fun with that. At the same time,
Tennessee's used three quarterbacks this year, and in the last couple of games, they've used two. So Kentucky also having to prepare much the same way.
If we're talking about improvement, the Kentucky defense certainly deserves an awful lot of credit for some of these wins.
Oh, my gosh. They've been incredible. I mean, they continue to hold teams under, I think it's 24 points. It's just amazing what Coach Stoops has done with this team. And, there were so many question marks along the secondary. And, I mean, they're performing. And really all they needed was time, and they've had that. And now here we are at the end of the season, and I think you've got guys like Brandon Echols that are, making this a defense that's, kind of scary. You don't want to throw against them. And it's been fun to watch. It really has.
What does Tennessee's offense, what kind of challenges do they present to the UK defense?
I'll tell you, number one is Juwan Jennings. The wide receiver he's going to be a tough one. And we're talking about that UK secondary. They got to stop him. Jennings against South Carolina, which, again, was a pretty big upset. They beat them by 20 points. Jennings had 174 yards and two touchdowns in that game. And he's just upbeat. And Coach Stoops even addressed that this week and talked about how they have to know where he is at all times and they have to be ready to stop him. So, and again, you got two quarterbacks throwing the ball. So, easier said than done, but he's evidently the real deal.
All right. So that's kind of the contest as it sits. And Tennessee is favored in this game. What say you?
I say Kentucky wins this game, and I really feel confident about this. And I think, it could be a field goal that decides it. Hopefully it's early on and they don't have to rely on a last-second field goal. But I definitely believe it's going to be a close one.
All right. That is all the time that we have for today. On the Scouting Report, our guest has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Thanks for your time, Keith.
All right, Alan. Have a good one.